Hallelujah. 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 This is my father's house. Can't I laugh? I hope you have your Bibles. Amen. 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 How many of you received an invitation card or a handbill? Our handbills are invitation cards. Do you know the title of the concert? It's called Sun Talk. Everybody say Sun Talk. Now, it's not song. It's not a song. It's sun. S-O-N. Sun Talk. Right. And then this particular convention is being convened under the title Impossible Places. Everybody say Impossible Places. And if you received it, you'd have noticed underneath that we said, there's a place where lions don't dare to get to. There's a place where angels don't even venture. And we said there is a place where eagles don't even dare to fly. But it's the exclusive preserve of God's sons. The sun rose yesterday and today it is setting. And from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord shall be praised. And if you understand anything about sunset, you know every sunset is the birthing of a new sunrise. So in God, there is a perpetual continuum. There is no truncation. There is no altercation. There is no breaks. It's a perpetual continuum. You are always continually growing in God. Now I want to read for you a few scriptures. And then would be done. Open with me to Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain to it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you, for you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book, oh, they are all written. They all were written. The days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they will be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you will slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. You need to read the word out like this to yourself so you can sandpaper your tongue. Because your tongue is not conversant with God's word. It's more conversant with other kinds of things. And when you get saved, you have to sandpaper your tongue. Paul told Timothy, Meditate on the word. Read it aloud. When you read it, your tongue gets used to it. And James says, any man who subdues his tongue is a perfect man. So if you can teach your tongue the word of God, then it will be conversant with it. Hallelujah. 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 So when you go home, sometimes you read portions, whole portions of scripture. You read it out to yourself. You are not a pastor, but read it out. You are not an apostle, but read it out. You are a son of God. And sons must be conversant with the language of heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know the root of the tongue is in the heart. So as you are reading it, some of those words are escaping into the heart. And one day you'll be in dire need and a word will pop up from your heart because you have used your tongue to transport it. You know, the longest journey on earth is not the journey from east to west. It's a journey from the head to your heart. Moving the word of God from your head to your heart. And the journey begins with your tongue. The tongue to the heart is a short distance, perhaps just a foot. But in the realm of the spirit, my friend, is eternity. It's like the journey of a child from the womb out. Hallelujah. Amen. Good. Leave the lights on so everybody can read with me. Chapter 3 of Genesis. Then the Lord God called, verse 9, to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me." Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sorry, verse 8. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. In Psalms 139, David is asking, where can I run from your spirit? Where can I hide from your presence? In Genesis chapter 3, Adam ran from the presence of God. Are you listening? Now let's go to Revelations. Hallelujah. Revelations. The book some people don't like to read at all. Because when you see one beast coming out with seven horns and then one small horn rise up and three horns. And you know, in Hausa, I heard one preacher preaching on television. He says, "When he dabba in yaputo dagate ku, yana da kahoni guda goma." I say, when some of these people hear that, they will fear our religion. One beast came out of the sea with ten horns. One he dabba. Hallelujah. The book is a very good book. It's the story of your redemption. Hallelujah. It's one of the best books in the Bible. Hallelujah. All right. Are we there? Revelation chapter 2. Now, we'll start from chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass as if refined in a furnace. And his voice, as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was like the sun, shining in its strength. Chapter 4. After these things, verse 1, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up hither, and I will show you things which must take place hereafter." Immediately I was in the spirit. Now you see this "in the spirit" is a capital S. We've been talking briefly about his presence, now moving from scripture to scripture. It says, I heard a voice behind me, and immediately I was caught up in the spirit. Hallelujah. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper, a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes. And they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. You're welcome to the very presence of God. The last scripture I will not read, but I'm going to talk about. Luke begins the gospel by telling us the story of the birth of John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you hear me? Yes, all of you on the gallery, do you hear me? Great. Luke begins the story in a very strange way. He said there was a man called Zechariah who ministered according to the order of Abiathar in the priesthood. And he had a wife, her name was Elizabeth. And both of them were advanced in age. And Luke goes on to say they were blameless people and they walked according to God's word and commandments. And that as he was ministering according to the lot, his lot or his portion, which was to burn incense in the holy place, and the people were outside praying, he says while he was doing that, an angel of the Lord stood at the right hand of the altar. Now listen to me. The tabernacle before had a very clear picture. The ark of God was in the holiest of all. And the people could not go in there. Only the priest that was ministering at that time could go in there. And so when you were before the ark, it was assumed you were in the very presence of God. Is that right? And the people were out praying because if God did not receive the sacrifices of the priest will be slain and his dead body is an abomination. So God will begin to kill the people outside. And the Bible says that Zechariah was doing that according to his lot and portion. So he was not out of course. The Bible says in Joel, they will not break their ranks. Are you listening? Now, if you are in church, burning incense, ministering in the presence of God, don't you expect that God is in the house? But the angel of the Lord appeared and Zechariah feared. They said, and fear gripped him. Another translation says, fear overtook him. And the angel said to him, Zechariah, your wife Elizabeth is going to give birth to a child. And his name will be called John. He will be a special child. So she must not take anything that is going to defile him. She must not take any strong drink or whatever. He's a Nazarite unto God. He will blaze the trail for Messiah. Then Zechariah turned around and said to him, but how can these things be? Seeing I'm a man advanced in age, my wife also is advanced in age. Now listen to me. I want you to sit up and listen. This is where the meat of the gist is. Gabriel answered Zechariah. He said, I am Gabriel that standeth in the presence of the Lord. Do you dare doubt my word? Then I asked myself, what did Gabriel know about the presence that I don't know? He didn't just say, the Lord has sent me to you. How dare you doubt me? He said, I am Gabriel that standeth in the presence of the Lord. How dare you doubt my words, the good news I've brought for you. Therefore, he pronounced judgment. You will remain mute and not be able to speak until this child is born.